in a mess, in a frenzy of conflict, in all manner of chaos and all sorts of insecurity. And then when we got there, we became totally different people when we walked in the door. We played church. We got back in the car, and in a moment, we switched back into those same people. My freshman year of high school, I lived directly across the street from our school. My front door faced the front door of the high school. I would literally open up the door, walk down the front steps to the sidewalk, walk straight across and up the stairs and into that school, and as I did it, I would become, with every step, a different person. And I always wondered to myself, if the person you're faking that you are is who you really wish you were, is it still hypocrisy? Oh, I know the answer. But there is the wish list. This is so who I wish I was. What do you do with that? I'll tell you, it is a train wreck. In your life, are there places where, or people with whom, you're tempted to put on an act? Undoing. You may have heard the word, especially in the King James Version of Isaiah 6, where Isaiah looks upon the glory of the Lord and says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of